introduce everybody and get the show started. Greetings, everyone. Thank you. This is Baba Wetafa, Father of Many Nations, right here on People Power Radio. We are your hosts with the most. I am Brother Michael Washington, Baba Wetafa, Father of Many Nations. My co-host, Mayette Yuboah, is not here just yet. As you know, always, she's definitely going to make her grand entry, and we're just waiting for her to do that. Tonight, we have a very interesting show. Yes, right. You heard what I said, Baba Wetafa, right here in Oklahoma City, where we are your hosts with the most. We've got some young folks on the line with us tonight. And they identify themselves as Bridging the Gap, Part 3-4. Now, before I get your everybody off into what the show is going to be about tonight, we'll also ask that whoever has their mic, you know, jump in and make a noise, we ask that you kind of hold it down for a second because it's interfering with our broadcast. So, again, we want to let everybody know that we're here tonight. We want to talk about Bridging the Gap. With this is a young group, enthusiastic activist group from Norman, Oklahoma. They're here tonight. They're going to talk about what motivated and inspired them to get out on the show and to get out on the mainstream and to be effective in their communities and to have a community of effective approach toward bringing a better life, better security, and better youth involvement in our community. So let me say tonight, I have four of our guests on the line tonight. If each one of you would start it on whatever order you want to, introducing yourselves, and then our audience out here, again, we're in Tulsa, we're in Oklahoma City, we're in Detroit, we're in Minnesota, we're in Denver. So, again, our phones are already lit up. Again, some of them will be probably asking questions tonight, but, again, we give y'all an opportunity to tell us all about what you do, what you stand for, and basically, in reality, what you will not stand for. Let me tell y'all tonight, too, there are no right or wrongs on our show. Let me understand that. If you say a chicken is a duck, I might say a chicken is a doggone apple. Well, I can't get mad at you if you have a different opinion. In other words, this show allows you to say what you want to say, when you want to say it, how you want to say it, and if, in fact, you feel like you need to use an expletive, hey, go ahead and use it, man, but we ask that you're not doing it too often as necessary. Again, so we're going to take Sister Maya, you both just joined us. Let me get a few words from her, as we always do. We like to try to give our hosts with the most an idea, identity, so that people who are here can kind of get an idea of where we come from. So for me, you boy, talk to me. You just coming on. How's your day going today? What's up with you?
I say it's going pretty good. Just still putting in a lot of training, you know, watching to see, you know, what's going on in the world.
Yeah.
Abroad. You know, it's always something going on almost every day, every other day. So keeping up with how things are going kind of gives you an idea of what could possibly happen, you know, at any moment. To you or to anyone else that you love. So I'm pretty digging deep in that. And I think everybody should to a certain extent. You know what I mean? It may be as heavy as I just because of what I do. But just having a good sense of what's going on. And if it doesn't relate to us, it could possibly affect us in some type of way. So that's just world news in general. You know what I mean? So. That's what's been on my mind and on my front for the last week or so.
Okay, so how have you ever dealt with it? I mean, is it coming out the way you want it, or what's going on with it?
I mean, more just kind of keeping tabs on what the world, you know, is doing, and you know what possibly affects us later on in the future scenarios. I believe the day, there was a thing where this woman was, you know, walking her and her baby down, you know, down the street in the stroller, just walking, and someone just point blank shot her in the head and hurt the baby. But
man, get out of here! Don't start number two.
So that was scenarios like that, and that's what that happened just like not long ago, maybe within a couple of days. Not quite sure on the date, but it's a lot of stuff just popping up. Like, you know, some areas are considered low crime, but they're starting to now see a lot of crime coming to neighborhoods that are so well protected
for
the wealthy, or, you know, some type of scenario along the line. So it's just watching the climate change, especially in Oklahoma, it's done a lot. It has changed a lot now, more than ever, just based on stuff that happens here. We even seen that when the protests out there on North, on 23rd and Classen.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I heard somebody say that they had a protest down there and they didn't do nearly as much as they did to us while we were down there.
We had
snipers and, you know, drones and all of this on us. So seeing like that kind of change here in Oklahoma, you know, I've been armed protest before. So just seeing the amped up security, you know, what they're doing for peaceful, being able to, you know, really speak your truth is kind of, you know, a little odd, but, you know, they don't want to do it, but they can't really stop you, you know, I mean, that's if you know your rights. But, yeah, just watching that climate change, Michael, you know, it does, you know, can 180 at any moment. Any gun law can change at any moment, you know.
Okay. All right. Sister Maria, thank you for that definitely valuable information. Again, now we want to get back to Bridging the Gap 34. Tonight, again, I met this young group of people in Norman, Oklahoma, doing a protest for a young black man who was maliciously and recklessly slaughtered as he jogged down the street, something he did on every Saturday, and suddenly he was gunned down. And the district attorney, Greg Mashburn, for Norman, Oklahoma, Cleveland County stated, okay, this was a stand my ground law. So in other words, Shed and his four family now are grieving today. Nicole, one of his strong advocates, which is his ex-wife, he has three children by her. And we have a group that who I met for the first time. They've been out here again for just a few months, and now they're ready to get their feet wet. So we definitely want to get them out on the show so others can hear from other states about what this young group is about to do and what they want to do. So we want to let these people know right now if they can get ready to tell us a little bit about themselves. So we're going to let the group, Brother Kevin, we're going to let you start out, and then you let everybody introduce themselves, and then we'll move from there. How about that?
Hey, how are you doing?
All right, we're good, bro. How are you?
Good. So my name is Kevin Wilson. I am a college student that goes to Cameron University in Lawton. I'm a psychology major with a criminal justice minor. Me, Brittany Fallon, though, we started this, you know, with the mission to change lives in the process of change the wrongdoings in America. You know, my biggest things are youth mentorship, gun violence, women's rights, mental health inequality. I feel like those are what's really lacking here in America, and I think that's what I really want to touch on. So that's us at Bridging the Gap, I think we're really unique because we all are really young and we all have a passion, you know, because it takes 2 seconds to use your voice, you know, and to change. And I believe once we do that and we get young people out, I think that's when we can really start changing the way America view how we view America. So Fallon's about to go on. So
go ahead, take
your
time. I'm just smiling. Don't pay me no mind. Go ahead on.
I'm the social media advisor. I'm kind of behind the scenes for Bridging the Gap, but I recently graduated from USAO in Chickasha with my Bachelor's of Science in Psychology with minors in Liberal Arts, Sociology, and Biology. And now I'm going on to OU in the fall to get my Master's in Clinical Mental Health Counseling. With that background, some of my interests are, you know, obviously mental health and the services they provide. But I also really like to focus on women's rights and reproductive rights and also indigenous people in their tribal lands.
Ashe.
Wow, that's perfect. Both of y'all are perfect so far. All right, go ahead. Who's next?
Hey, thank you.
Hi,
how you doing?
I'm Zoe. I'm going to be a junior at OU next semester. I'm going to be majoring in nonprofit administration and minoring in sociology and Spanish. With what's happening right now, I definitely want to focus on, like, women's rights and ending gun violence and focusing on mental health, especially in school, and just equal rights for everybody.
Oh, hey, y'all, I'll tell you what, y'all been perfect so far. And the next one, person, go ahead.
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
I'm doing all right. All right. Who is this?
My name is Brittany Washington, so I'm a Washington as well.
Look, I need hold up. I need name, rank, and serial number. I ain't going for nothing. No.
Hey, you never know. We might be real with
this. It's going to be my pleasure. Look here. That don't mean you're going to get my last candy, Bob. We can probably talk about it later on.
I'm a little different outside of the other guys in the group. I'm actually based out of Texas. I'm a native of Fort Worth, Texas, and I've been doing community advocacy for a few years now. I am a recent alumni as of December of Paulson State University, where I majored in psychology with a minor in business management. As of right now, I am a therapist. My main focal group are the youth. That are dealing with a lot of trauma. I am going back to Tarleton here in fall to start grad school to specialize in industrial and organizational psychology to be able to bring equality into the workforce. So I am also passionate about women's rights, the LGBT community, gun laws, mental health, of course, and youth advocacy.
That's beautiful.
Oh, man. Come on. Go ahead. All right. May I want to keep on? Go ahead. Oh, man. That's great, though. You know what? Now, you four people who have gotten on air, now we're going to have a lot of questions for y'all tonight, so y'all might as well get ready. And then we're going to talk to y'all about a platform that we have going on that we may be able to help you with. Again, I see Sister George Williams. Hello. And we'll definitely let you speak here in just a little bit. How you been doing, though, Sister? You all right? Gotcha. So, okay, y'all, so we want to talk a little bit about y'all's movement. Now, what I want to do, and then we'll let Cosmia can always jump in when she gets ready, but what I want to do from you young people who've gotten on here today is I want y'all to tell me, and our audiences, we have them in Denver, Detroit, Minnesota, Washington, everybody's online right now, okay? So y'all might as well get ready for that. We are national. We just not in just Oklahoma City, so let me let y'all understand that. So everybody's hearing y'all from various states. We have called in from Texas and different places like that. So, again, we just appreciate y'all for coming on. Let me start with you, Brittany, since you got my sir last name. I don't like that anyway, but I'm going to let you pass on it this time. But tell me a little bit about what motivated you to get off into it. Y'all trying to stop trying to show out with me. I ain't going to bother y'all.
That's what Michael.
Well, you know what got me motivated about advocating. My life has been about advocacy since the beginning of time. I just didn't know how to step into it because, you know, when you're growing up, you have elders that'll say they will give you wisdom. I'll say that. However, passing the torch and trusting the youth is a different story. And so kind of growing up, kind of feels like I know that I'm ready for it. How do I step into it if I'm not trusted by those who have mentored me? So for reaching the gap, when me and Kevin were coming up with the concept of our group to gain another person's perspective, because just because somebody is younger or somebody might be older, that don't mean that you can't connect the dots to come to a common ground to reach a higher goal. And so that's what the movement is about. It's also, I call it the lunch table effect. You know, whenever I observe a lot. In the field of psych, you are taught to analyze everything. We write a ton of papers about it. We read a lot of information about it. But in just sitting back and maturing through life, I've noticed, even through my process or journey through meeting people, I call it the lunch table effect. You have to think about an individual that is coming out of the cafeteria lunch line, right? You knew at the school. You don't really know anybody. And we automatically start looking around the room to see who we can identify with, to see what type of group we want to sit with, because they become a part of who we are during that journey. But what I've noticed is, a lot of the times we miss a lot of great gems in life because we won't go sit by the people that we think that we can identify with, whether they dress different, whether they talk different, whether they listen to different music or they're involved in different social clubs or anything like that. we make wrong assumptions about people. And I think that that's a problem that we have within society, is that we don't take the time, because sometimes it's about social class. If someone isn't involved with the same social class, we automatically rule them out, like, hey, well, we don't have anything in common. But if you just sit down with somebody and talk to them, you'll find out, hey, you know, you're against racism too. You might be white, you might be black, but you might advocate a little bit harder than I do. But if we don't sit down and come to a point of wanting to seek knowledge from other individuals or to gain their perspective on the situation, we might stay ignorant. And I think that that's a problem that we have in America today.
Oh, man, you know, that's perfect. Like, here, I'm just going to say a few brief words. I know Maya, she's always ready to fire back on something like that there, because she's definitely motivated. She's just like me. We're in a lot of activist groups and things. Well, go ahead, Maya, before I get off into it. You know me, y'all. Let me tell y'all why y'all on the show. Y'all might have to say, Michael, I said, shut up and let somebody else talk, will you? Go ahead, Maya, talk to me.
You know, I look at it like this. You know, at the end of the day, I tell people, you know, I'm a gun side of things. Anything can happen at any point. You know, I personally studied, like, you know, war and all that kind of stuff over that.
Mm-hmm.
And even with the, you know, the stuff on the Ukraine, outside of them mistreating our people, their citizens got armed. They came together. Even if they didn't like each other, even if they wasn't on the same, you know, financial level as the next person, they all was issued guns. You know, they all had come to defend where they stay, where they is, you know, where they've, you know, invested businesses and all that stuff there. Like, you know, also it's a tragedy. And I've seen so many different groups of people in fighting for the same cause as being on the front line with the completely opposite side of their, you know, thinking-wise, you know. So I've seen it all, and I feel like, you know, if you're willing to stand for something, for it, I don't care what you, you know, practice, what you, you know, do in your personal life, that at the end of the day, we all have to come together in order to make real change in our community, wherever you're at. And we have the people have the voice. You know, we are put against each other, you know, countless times in different scenarios when, you know, we're not each other. We don't have to be each other's enemies. You know what I mean? We don't. We just don't have to. So we can live our separate
lives.
Beliefs, but come together when we need to come together to stand for the place that we live, to stand up for the people, the innocent people that have been shot down and killed in our communities, even if we're not directly, you know, affiliated with everything that's affiliated with. It's about standing for what is right, and what is right is right, and what is wrong is wrong. And I feel like we all come together and, you know, speak our voices and let it go silent, you know, based off of everything that stops doing. You know, we won't have as much as we have going on now if we all just put all the differences aside and actually focus on the main objective. So, you know, Michael, that's my opinion, you know.
Oh, hey. I mean, that's definitely on point. That's what we're talking about tonight. Again, getting our youth involved you got to realize, y'all, and then I'll get past the mic. That's how I realize one thing. First of all, the powers that be do not want you protesting. They do not want you coming into unity. They don't want you to lock arms. Because in doing so, then that tells me that you're not satisfied with the status quo and the way society is being run by the powers that be. So when it becomes that way, then what do? They immediately call you militant, untrained, unguided, and selfish. So, Brother Kevin, I mean, what does that say to you when people talk like that?
It's frustrating to me, because I know, like, throughout history, like with the Black Panther Party, Malcolm X, Nation of Islam, stuff like that, they've always said they're militant, they're aggressive, and it's not like that. It's like it's funny how when the government shoots down the Black nationalist groups, but then you have the groups like the KKK and the Proud Boys that can just flow in, unharmed. You know what I'm saying? And I think that's a real problem that we have to address, because anytime a black group per se takes tries to help our people out, it's always they're aggressive. Look at Antifa, Black Lives Matter now. Teams like that, they always try to shut it down super fast, and they are extremely afraid of when we really come together and we really try to change the way America is. So that, you know, because like what we talked about, one of my biggest inspirations is Malcolm X, you know, and to have him here, like to have him talk about certain white people like the way he did back then was unheard of, you know. And you know, they cussed him, they said negative things about him to the day he died, and still now, you know, when I was in high school, I asked one of my history teachers, I was like, hey, what about Malcolm X? They was like, oh, he was evil. You know what I'm saying? So it's still such a negative perception when black people use their voice. So and that's really why I want to go get into law school, because with Malcolm, you know, his teacher said there's no place for a, you know what, you know, you should be a carpenter, you should use your hands and stuff, right. and people have to realize that history's not that long ago, you know what I mean. My grandma was 5 years old when Malcolm X died. So it's not that long ago. It's really not. So that's what inspires me. To answer your question, anytime we use our voice, they shut it down. So,
hey, brother, man, I mean, you were definitely on point, y'all. Let me tell y'all something. This what we got going on tonight is very unique, and we're not going to let this in. But right now, y'all, I got to take a station break just for about a little less than a minute. I'm going to cut it short. It's usually about a minute and a half, but I'm going to cut it short because then we're going to come back. I see Sister Joyce on the line, and then we're going to come back with Fallon as well as Zoe. Y'all listen to People Power Radio right here in Oklahoma City, where your host with the most, your boy and brother Baba Wetafa. We're going to be right back. But right now, let's listen to Whitney Houston briefly. We'll be right back.
Let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody's searching for heroes. People need one to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs alone.
Right, all right, all right. Baba Wetafa right here in Oklahoma City on People Power Radio. We're your host with the most, Brother Baba Wetafa. I'm my co-host, my Yubor. Tonight we're talking about with a young group tonight from Norman, Oklahoma, Bridging the Gap 34, and they are very inspirational young people and are ready to take on the aspects of fight, freedom, justice, and equality, which is what we need of our leaders tomorrow. We're ready to pass the torch to these young folks. But before we get back to that, I see Sister Joyce Williams on the line with us. Sister Joyce, if you have something you want to say, Sister, you know you're always welcome. Please talk to us. And again, we're letting everybody know we are some of the veterans tonight. So go ahead, Sister, if you're on. If you're not, let me know what's going on.
Hello?
I guess you're not. Hello? Can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
This is Nicole.
Oh, Nicole, you on too? Come on, Nicole, talk to me. Matter of fact, you met Bridget John for the first time. I think you introduced her to Shed's protest the other day. Talk to me. What's happening? What's on your mind?
I'm cooking dinner, so don't mind me. I'm just listening.
Well, no. Well, hold up, cooking dinner. Now, you took my ears quicker than that. Don't talk like that. I can stop everything now and go eat and jump back. Y'all know me. I'm having problems. I'm going to talk to you and all that. But you ain't going to talk to me eating all the food up while I'm on the show. That ain't going to work. But definitely, hey, y'all, I mean, this is it. Like I said, y'all, on our show, we have fun, man. You know, we just, it's a family show here, you know. Ain't no big eyes, little you. I know better, y'all know less than you, man. It's about feeling good, telling ourselves, expressing on our minds, and, you know, just being ourselves. But anyway, Nicole, you stay on the line whether we get ready to go back to a couple of the young Bridge of the Gap guests tonight, and then definitely know you're going to have something to say, and we're not going to allow you not to say something tonight. Okay, anyway, let me jump to Sister Zoe right quick. Zoe, you say you're a junior right up here in Norman, right, in the college?
Yes, I'm going to be a junior.
So I want to know, too, everybody, see, everybody's been telling us this. Zoe, now let me play the devil's advocate just briefly. Zoe, you're wasting your time. The study that you're getting into, no one's going to listen to you. What do you say to that?
I've heard that a lot, and I've kind of thought that myself, like, the tuition being so high and everything, people are saying, like, college isn't worth it and all that. But I think with my experience with this group, I actually met them just, like, a couple of weeks ago at a gun violence protest. So I'm kind of, like, the first outsider in the group, and I really just wanted to get involved, and I think that's what's going to set me apart and propel me ahead of everybody else and get more experience and, like, actually community involvement that I need to, like, advance forward and just know more about the community, because if you're just in school talking about, like, hypotheticals or what else is going on in the world, you're not getting into it. So that's what I'm focusing on right now for sure.
You know, that's a blessing, Zoe, to hear all of y'all talk. And, again, before I move on, I know Maya, she usually has a lot to say on it, especially issues. She's very compassionate and actually a motivator and creator. You know, I call her number 40. You know, I'll let her tell y'all about that. But right now, look here, man, y'all not taking anything from me. I'm pleading the fifth tonight, okay? But, Maya, go ahead on. What you got to respond to that? And then we're going to come back to Fallon. Fallon, you ain't got a way. You might thank you for the slide out that door, but come on back in here. Go ahead, man.
Calls me Miss 40 because I guess my mindset is a 40-year-old, but as a 20-year-old, I guess it doesn't make so much sense, but it makes sense now as I've been an activist, revolutionary. It just kind of, I'm like a little bit beyond certain people, you know, around me, so I feel a little bit different. I kind of feel home, like I'm home today because all these psych majors, you know, I'm a junior at my bachelor's in psychology. I ain't on y'all level yet, but I'm getting there. But y'all are really inspiring. I connected with y'all down there at the protest. Few that I got to meet and everybody else that I haven't got to meet. I would love to work with y'all when it comes to anything in community-wise. You know, Fred Hampton goes to OKC. Anybody, you know, doesn't know, I'm the chairwoman down here of the gun club. We have different, you know, locations, different chairs everywhere across the United States. I don't know how big we are, but we pretty big because I can't remember every one of their names. So, but we do activist work in the community. We bring people together, especially our people. And we don't mind working with everyone in the community, other activists or grassroots organizations, anything to progress what we're doing, you know, to make our communities better, you know, and to not let it go off to the wayside due to, you know, them pushing us out or, you know, just a lack of having resources. So to just maintain their lives, you know what I mean? And also, we teach firearm training, you know, for people to defend themselves because of the day and time we live in. You know, we can't just, you know, walk outside and for anybody. You know, we can't just walk outside and just, like, yeah, it's a sunny day. We don't know what else is going to come along with sunny day. And I just being very blunt and real with it. So we teach firearm safety, gun safety first, and we, you know, shooting, sometimes tactical things, but just practical things in the community, you know, to know when the firearm and how to properly operate, clean, you know, assemble, disassemble their weapons, all those things, and gun laws, you know, so Anywho, I would love to work with y'all. Company actually, where I got to work with the people down here in Oklahoma. Very awesome individuals. And yeah, it was awesome. Like, you know, we went to another protest, the women's rights protest down in Oklahoma City, and went down there, spent a little time. Wish I would have got, me and Mike got there late. Everybody else got there before us. But it was good to be around other people that want change.
Oh, yeah, too many people.
Actually have the freedom to choose, you know, and not, you know, it being taken away, you know. So anything to progress our people, you know, we don't have to, you know, if I believe in a certain thing, someone else believes in something else, we're fighting for the same cause. So that's how I look at it, and I'm willing to work pretty much body, you know, we do it safely, everything, you know, in a safe area, safe. Don't get hurt or anything, and I'm down. You know, I'll be there. But beautiful. Guys, y'all work that y'all doing, I even looked on your page, you know, stuff that y'all are doing. It's truly revolutionary. And I say that because I don't see a lot of young people coming together and willing and doing work out here in the community, standing up for people, you know, and people's rights in general. It's beautiful to see people that are younger than me or same age as me doing those things because, you know, some of us don't, you know, don't speak and don't say nothing about what's going on out here, what affects them in general. And for you guys to be a voice is an exciting thing. It kind of light a fire in me. Like, wow, we out here really doing this thing. You know what I mean? But it's beautiful. Keep up with the work. If y'all need me or, you know, want me to come to an event, do some security for y'all, or even come to a protest and support, just reach out to me. I believe y'all have, you know, Facebook and the Fred Hampton Gun Club OKC chapter website. And I think I might got one of y'all numbers. But either way, y'all know how to contact me. I'll definitely be available at disposal if y'all need me.
Well, thank you, Maya. That was very, very beautiful, very inspiring, and very knowledgeable. And, again, I'm sure these young folks are listening to you. And let me see everybody, and then we get Mr. Fowler. She thinks she done got quiet back there. We got you, young lady. That ain't going to work. So you might as well get ready. Yeah. But anyhow, we want y'all to know, man, we're inspired by what y'all are doing. Again, the first time I met y'all, it was almost like, as they say, love at first sight. Because, number one, you were out in protest of a young man shed you and gunned down by a motorist who he was not even a threat to. And yet, at the same time, District Attorney Greg Mashburn tell the family of this young man, Nicole, his ex-wife, and mother and all, well, stand your ground, law. Yeah, two or three different discrepancies and thoughts of and philosophies and ideas that just didn't match up. So we're going to definitely talk about this just shortly, but I want to get to Fowler. So, Fowler, you told me a little bit about history about how your mother got you involved. You want to tell everybody about that if you want?
Yeah, for sure. So my activism really started at a young age. I didn't know it was activism at that time. But whenever I could start walking, my polling place is actually right across the road from my house. So my mom and dad come home from work, and they'd come bring me out there, and we would walk over to the polling place, and I'd sit in my mom's lap while she was voting. So, you know, I had that, you know, I cherished my right to vote. I was so ready when I was 18, and, you know, so many people registered. So whenever I turned 18, I was ready. I was ready to go down there and get registered because I had that ideal that that's what you're supposed to do, especially as a woman. And, you know, then later on, you know, I was in fourth grade, and I was in fourth grade when Obama was elected president the first time, and my mom actually went up to my school and demanded that we watch the inauguration because it was history in the making. And my classroom was the only one that was watching the inauguration. All the rest of them didn't watch it. and I was about the only one looking at the television as well. So whether I knew it back then or not, my activism started around 4 years old when I was walking over to the polling places.
That's
why I started with Bridging the Gap, because when Kevin and Brittany started talking to me about it, I was like, yeah, and I'm definitely an introvert. Phone today, and I did an interview yesterday with Bridging the Gap for our YouTube channel. But it's come out my comfort zone, and my mom and dad always taught me to stand up for what's right. And if someone is fighting an injustice for inequality, that's what I need to be fighting for as well.
Hey, you know what, man? You young people are just so beautiful tonight that. Let me tell y'all something. I've been in this activist work now, believe it or not. I'm 64 years old for about 40 years. And my motivation is come.
Open the door.
To all of y'all. I'm sorry? Nicole, come on, man. No, come on. You ready to talk now, Nicole? Come on. The floor is yours.
No. I told the kids to open the door.
You
so
told
I can
me shut my mouth.
Grill.
So go ahead and talk. You told me shut my mouth. Go ahead on.
I'm putting chicken on the grill, Michael. I got my
hands full. Look here, man. I was doing all. Why you keep talking like that, Nicole? I ain't bothering you tonight. What's wrong with you? I'm gonna be seeing chicken all over the street tonight.
Yes, wow. Chicken
it. Y'all all witnesses of this tonight. So don't tell me I was dreaming and tripping, because I'm gonna ask all my part if I was. Go ahead, Nicole. If you just
gotta
cook
outside, it's too expensive to cook in the house.
Yeah,
yeah,
I don't give a dog on what
I got to cook outside on the grill.
Yeah, well, I'll take it. But anyhow, y'all definitely, let me say this here right quick. We're here tonight, again, to give kudos to you young people, because as the Whitney Houston spoke, I believe the children are future, teach them well, and let them lead the way. You young folks are brilliant, and what you have done is that you caught a fire rather than waiting until you're 40 or 50 years old to do so, where a lot of us actually do get to that point, and we finally, the light bulb comes, I need to do something. But let me give y'all, again, kudos further to this extent, and I'll definitely give y'all the floor. You can just come in. We're almost at that time of the show where everybody can just jump in when they get ready. I don't have to announce names or whatever, and if you speak, we'll definitely give everybody an opportunity to let their voices be heard. So, again, this is what this is all about. We don't want to have trained setups and things. We don't do it like that, but we do it in the beginning of the show so we can have a little camaraderie in that sense. But let me say this right quick. Our country has a long history of youth-led movements. I'm telling y'all, without y'all, I'm talking even before your time, even when I was growing up, I was led by some very inspired people, like I said, Malcolm X, and people like that, and others in the movement for social, political, and economic change. Okay, you young people have advocated for child labor laws, voting rights, civil rights, school desegregation, okay, immigration reform, LGBT community, okay? Those things like that is what makes people feel that they can be a part of a democratic system that's designed to let them be individuals. But at the same time, a lot of our leaders in the forefront, they have really a real problem listening to young folks, watch this here, because young folks threaten the status quo as the powers that be has allowed it to operate for many years, even before you and even I was born. Okay? You young people have the fire, the energy, the desire, the idealism, something about injustice that moves you. When you see something that's not done right, even with violence, she's going to the schools and things, seeing in the polls and saying, hey, them people going over to doing something, even though she didn't have the concept that she said she didn't when she was growing at three or four years old, but she was right across the street. These people going, well, let me go and see what the heck's going on here. So again, I'm giving it up to you people, man, because without y'all, I would be nothing. I'll be here talking to myself on a radio show tonight, other than, me. I'm thinking I lost my mind trying to put me in a mental institution or whatever, but, I'm telling y'all, man, y'all starting something tonight. But you know what? Bridging the Gap. Now, no one has told me yet today, and then, man, we definitely going to give you the floor back, Nicole and others. Now, the floor is open, y'all. No one has told me what Bridging the Gap is, though. You already told me about your political, economic, and social views, but what is Bridging the Gap, Brittany? What's going on with that?
Oh, so you just don't pick on me tonight? It's fine,
that's right. I'm gonna get look here. You got the last name watched. I'm not letting you get away. Okay.
Hey, wait, it's a Washington thing. So overall, Bridging the Gap is a social justice group where we stand and we advocate for everybody, for every cause.
Right.
We team up and we network with different organizations because, like the young lady said earlier, our ending goal is the same as you guys. Sometimes I think that a lot of movement or a lot of progression can't be made because people get caught up on, well, it's not my time to shine. Well, if your ending goal is the same as somebody else's, it's y'all time to shine. Somebody might be in the limelight, but the real work sometimes is done on the back end. So it's about humbling yourself. And so that's what we're about. We just coming with the spirit of servitude to be able to service society for whatever cause of injustice, whatever cause of progressing, whatever cause of implementing change. That's what we're about. We're about true change.
Oh, shit. Oh, man, I tell you, y'all are right in line and in tune with what our young folks as well as elder folks are looking for to progress a stagnant society filled with hatred, filled with lack of hope, filled with pandemics, okay, filled with social injustice. Kevin, am I making sense? Am I just making these things up, man? What's up?
No, yeah, you're making perfect sense, my guy. You're making perfect sense. Man, making perfect sense. It all boils down to opening up your heart to make the change happen. You know what I mean? Because me and Brittany talk all the time, and I tell her, man, you know, closed-minded decision. That was a closed-minded decision. That these people, like, they don't open up their hearts and their minds to make that true change. So, that's my little two cents about it. It's just, you know, we got to stop being so closed-minded and so, oh, my parents taught me this. You know what I mean? And so, you know, and use another of how Brittany was talking about earlier. So.
Hey, brother, very, 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 very enlightening. I'll tell y'all what, man, we on a roller coaster ride, and I'll tell you what, I know the rides are real scary, but when you do stop and get up off of it, what happens? We're back on solid ground. Okay, may I talk to us? Now, what's up with y'all? What you think about tonight so far?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, I come from a pan-Africanist point of view, but, before I became a pan-Africanist, I was still always sensitive to the rights of others. You know what I mean? I'm always doing something to advocate or to help the people while I was young. So I looked at things from a different perspective, but, you know, I chose to be a pan-Africanist. That doesn't mean I'm not going to support or I'm not going to be out there and for everyone else, you know. And that's the perspective that us as pan-Africanists get, you know, oh, well, they're only going to do this, they're only going to do that, they don't care about da-da-da-da. And it's like, okay, no, that's not the thing. You know what I mean? That's not the case. You know, we can still be kind, support the community that we lived in, you know, that we live in general. So I look at it like this. I tell people all the time, you know, black people, yes, we are oppressed. Yes, we are, you know, we do get linked because of hatred of others, because of the business that's going. You know, we do get down in the street, all these things, but at the end of the day, like, you know, Fred Hampton with the Rhino Coalition, he walked into other people's establishments and spoke to them and brought everyone together because he realized that we are not the only ones oppressed, but we are amongst the ones that the higher-ups or elites do not want. So we are their, you know, are their little ants or their, as people say sometimes, peons. It's not just black people that are oppressed. You know, white people, it's Asian. It's a whole genre of different people that are being attacked because we want to live a certain way and we want to live in, if not all of us, you know, want to live in chaos, but they try to put us against each other to stop the power and the actual unity. If we figure that out and once everything becomes at a level of peace and we actually stand up for each other, then they know they don't have any power no more because the power is now back to the people's hands. So that's my perspective on it. We have to come together, you know, and I love meeting groups and activists out there fighting for different causes, you know, because they don't just attack one genre of people. You know, I'm just fighting for my side of things, but I'm also supporting and uplifting and helping anybody that comes around me, anybody that I work with, you know, it just should be that way. It should be that way. So that's my perspective.
Very, very inspiring, very enlightening. I'll tell you what, I mean, like I said, if anybody's sitting still after tonight's show, it's something definitely wrong with them, because like I say, you guys is just really, I'll tell you what, you people are the Malcolm X's, the Martin Luther King, the Sojourner Truths, the Sekou Torres, I mean, on and on and on, and the Jesse Jacksons and these people. Let me tell y'all something, okay? You people, young people, listen to me tonight, Bridging the Gap, because tonight we're going to give you your platform. And as a matter of fact, we want y'all to come back this Saturday. Watch this one, because we're going to be talking about school-to-prison pipeline. Watch it, youngsters. Y'all are younger than I am, so therefore I want to give y'all to give me your ideas on our next show this coming Saturday, why and when. Now, the purpose of, again, this repeated back-to-back show is to give you an opportunity to get your sights set on what you think, what not to do, why, because you are in that age range where you leave school and can be sent to prison settings, jails, juvenile centers. And I want to know from your own young mind, your perspective, why we need to stay in school and not be fools. Now, having said that, let me tell you a little bit about our program here in Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, where our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. Our parent organization is Empower People Incorporated. Again, our motto is change your world so your world will change around you. Now, watch this here. No one can change your world but you. And the only way you can change your world is to what? Take on different ideology, different strokes, and different concepts like you people have done today by stepping up and saying, hold it, let's bridge this gap that's separating the old from the young, the new from the non-new. Okay, this is a business that you people have gotten in, y'all, that you're in the business of healing. And that's what I like about you people being on this show tonight, and that's why I'm going to be promoting you, and may I, from this moment on, I'm going to come to, just like she said, if you want us to come to your shows, your events, whatever the case is, we're going to bridge the gap. And the only way you bridge the gap is you bring people, groups, and organizations together, set us down, let's talk about our differences, and let's listen to our young minds, watch this here, who come into an age and range of seeing things, y'all ready for this one, that I didn't see at 64 years old, meaning times have changed since my time. I'm living in y'all's time now, okay? I'm slowly going out the back door. Let me put it that way. And I don't care what y'all say, I'm still going to give them a chicken, too. I ain't going to go back. Yeah. Maya, if you start this, then you and Nicole. I'm tired of y'all. But let me say it right quick. Y'all, like I said, the floor is open, y'all. Let me say this here. And this is a platform. I hope you youngsters have y'all's pencil. Like, again, I can say that y'all, I call y'all young because I'm damn near 40 years old now, y'all, so I can say that. But let me tell you how this is. I have that fire and that energy, and guess what? Y'all pushes Michael Baba with top up forward to make him do what he loves doing the most, and that is getting things done, going to people places. I say what I mean, and I mean what I say as I demonstrate it, so I can talk it. Now, why? Because I've already moved. All right. Okay. Let me say this here again, y'all, and then y'all can have the floor. Number one. You young people today, you are educators, all right? You're educating others. Now, I'm going to give y'all a platform. If y'all don't write it down, don't take it. If I see y'all ain't got it down, yeah, yes, go for you two ladies. I want 15 push-ups apiece, all right? If I come to y'all, I'll come to y'all going, well, that's right. Yeah, I'm glad I'm on the other end of it, because if I miss it, well, I ain't got to say it, because I'm not in that group. Y'all the one got to get it. So I ain't got to do my push-ups. Yeah.
So
you're educating people. Go ahead. Go ahead, man. Who was that? You need Cole? Y'all want to say something?
I said. I think we can all do 15 push-ups, Michael.
They don't know this yet, man. They're getting ready to learn right quick.
Don't speak for me. Don't speak for me.
I'll do.
Hey, these young people are on fire tonight, y'all. I'm telling y'all, man, I mean, y'all got me so juiced up, man. I think I can run a marathon right now, man. As long as y'all got my Gatorade Well, y'all think he leg, young legs and hands are 25 years old again. Y'all be saying, where that man that ran here up there on the moon? Oh,
you know, I did want to say something, you know, with you, you know, bridging the gap. You know, y'all energy just alone is really, sure. really inspiring. You know what I mean? So, and I mean, especially just meeting y'all down there in Norman. Like, I'm pretty sure y'all can turn this whole little city along with me and other people and all of us, you know, coming together. It'll be very powerful for the state, you know what I mean, in general, you know, to, you know, people actually feel like there's people in their corner listening to them. They'll be their voices, you know what I mean, for the ones that can't speak for themselves. You know? And no matter where you go, you know what I mean, you guys being young, energetic, and excited and passionate about what you guys do, it will rub off on other young people and other people that, normally won't do anything. They're going to start talking. They're going to start getting engaged in a lot of things. And y'all are going in the right direction. Y'all hooked up with Michael. Michael's cool. Michael, you know, very knowledgeable about a lot of things. And, you know, just stay positive and stay going in the right direction. You know, I'm rooting for y'all. Y'all need to be, let me know. So, like I said, Michael, go ahead, turn over.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Who else? Somebody else want to say something? Go ahead, y'all. I'm sorry. This is the time now. We're back. Just break in and say what they want. I mean, this is the time. Because at the end of the show, we give everybody 3 minutes to just, you know, rattle off what they want to say, didn't say, meant to say, whatever.
Before Kevin talks about, like, our Instagram and how to find us and stuff like that, I just wanted to thank Nicole and for her input and everything. I would love to work with you. And also, at the end of the day, it is a democracy. It's power to the people. So we need to all get together with our communities. Mm-hmm. And I love what you're doing with this show and connecting people all around the country. And we just need get the power back.
I'll tell you what, we've been having – thank you so much for saying that, young lady. I mean, it's definitely inspiring. I mean, it just makes me – I don't know what your plot is. You're trying to keep me fired up here, but you're doing a good job. Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, see here, man, we like family, man. It's all about, hey, man, having fun, being serious when we need to be, and also joking and eating chicken, and we're going over Nicole's house after it's over with. And Nicole, see, that's why she done got so dang quiet that she ain't saying that she done eat the damn chicken. Why, if I come by, oh, we ate it already.
and then she didn't even
call me out,
Michael.
No. I will say, though, it was a pleasure watching. It was a pleasure watching Bridge the Gap when you guys spoke. That's how I got introduced to them, actually, was I watched them speak at the Capitol about gun violence. And, you know, we had went there with our Dresses for Shed stuff. And Kevin reached out to me because I found him on Facebook afterwards and added him. And then he reached out and he's like, so what is this Justice for Shed stuff? And I gave him the rundown of what happened, and that's how we ended up here today.
You know what?
I knew that
Nicole,
they would be an excellent attribute to our advocacy and what we've already done, not just for Shed, but just in the community in general.
Oh,
and like you said, they're young and they're hungry. I march, but my back hurts. We're going to need younger
people. We ain't letting you know, excuse me, Nicole. I'm not trying to hear that. We'll talk about that later on.
We need younger, you know, the younger generations. And I do believe that their generation and then even going down into 10, 11, 12, that's the generation that's going to change our country. The ideas are already changing. That's why when you look at areas where universities are at and, like, even though Shed was gunned down in Norman is considered the most, you know, diverse voting area in Oklahoma. And I think the more that we see young people stepping up and actually getting registered and voting, the more we're going to see, you know, a shift and change. And also what we're seeing right now, starting back into, you know, I'd say 2019, 2020, the George Floyd protests really, really sparked things off. But we've seen protests after protests across this country, which is like the 60s all over again, There definitely is a revolution taking place, and it's taking place right now. But we just need to find a way as activists to come together. Like we said, we're not all going to have the same ideas. We might have different, and that's what's good about coming together is maybe we can come to a common ground, you know, or a common understanding, or, you know, just because I don't necessarily – it doesn't pertain to me or affect me, like Mayat said, doesn't mean that I'm not going to fight for it, because human rights are human rights.
Yeah.
I just feel like we need to – the Oklahoma scene right now has a lot of great activism. We have a lot going on in the state because the state is shit, to be honest with you. Just I'm sure you guys know, but we have a lot of work to do in the state of Oklahoma. And I feel like there's so much activism in the state. I just would like to see us come together – you know, more on a larger scale, because oftentimes we counteract each other's protests. We're having one here for this and there for that. And if we could become an entire movement, we the people way outnumber, we far outnumber the people in office and, you know, the people that are oppressing us, because oppression is happening, you know, it's rampant and has been in this country since the beginning with the natives and then, you know, then slaves, African-Americans, and, you know, and now we're seeing people think, and I wish people would understand, but there is actually a war on classism in the United States right now. And too many poor people don't understand that the people that they're looking up to and speaking out for and voting for and things like that, don't look at them in any higher regards either, because they're poor, you know.
That's right.
So I just feel like if the people would just come to a common understanding and a common ground, we could really, and this is the beginning of it. There's definitely a movement happening in the United States.
Well, I tell you what, you know what? That was very inspiring, very knowledgeable, and you took me back to the history of the 60s. Now, let me tell y'all something. Watch this one. I'm going to give y'all a phone. Watch it now. These things that we're doing now, are y'all ready for this? It is nothing but history repeating itself every 25 years. Okay, y'all? Let's understand that. It's going to always be that cycle, because it's designed the way the power that be has the political systems and organizations set up. You're never going to have peace among the ranks of the people until the people among the ranks classify and organize themselves. As you just said, Nicole, we all need to stop getting about, I do more than you, I'm down here seeing more than you, you're not out here active enough. No, let's put our differences to the side and be going larger crowds, so every time they see us, they say, wow, this is too much for one man, too much knowledge for one man to have. Okay? So in other words, instead of me having something down the street and you got one two blocks away, why don't we come together and just lock that damn street down where everybody has to go around us? You see? So that's what my mindset is, y'all. You see what I'm getting at? So, I mean, hey, I mean, you know, I'm not just talking about it. You know, I mean business. I mean, that's our slogan. We mean business. You know what I mean? So, but like I say, y'all, we're getting ready to give everybody 3 minutes to close out. But now what I want to do is we want to give Brother Kevin, let him take it off here, and then we're going to let Zoe come in, and then we're going to go to Fallon and have the last person, which is, again, Miss Washington there. Again, we're going to have to talk and see. I'm going to have to, you're going to need to see a name, rank, and serial number. Some kind of question. I'm going to let it go. Then we're going to let Nicole do her thing, and after that, of course, Mayad will be second to closing out, and I would actually close the show out. But before I do, y'all, well, let me tell you right this here, because you young people, I'll take a station break and we'll be right back. But rather than going to a radio spot, we are going to take a little bit of a break and talk about some announcements that we have going on here in Oklahoma City and around the world. Brother Baba Wittafa, Father Many Nations, right here with my co-host, Mayat Yabor, and we have our special guest tonight, BR Bridging the Gap 34, right here, a group, and a classic group, if I must say, very knowledgeable, very young, and very ready to take on the mantle where we, the older group, may leave off. So, again, y'all, we want to thank y'all tonight for being here with us. And now, having said that, the weather report outside is partly cloudy right down in Oklahoma City, even though it's 87 degrees at this time of night. Hey, man, y'all stay cool and be prepared. If you don't have fans, hey, there's always something you can make hand fans out of. So, again, y'all, please stay warm. Please stay safe. And may your families be safe as well. Let me say right quick, and then, again, I'm going to give y'all the floor in the same order that I just spoke about. Number one, you young people are educators. Number two, y'all need to advocate for legislation, not just rallying in the street. We need to hit those state capitol buildings. We need to let them legislators know, watch it, y'all. Y'all work for me, okay? I voted you in. I pay your salary. I pay the taxes. I buy the candy bar, the gas, and the pay the electric bill to go to you to make sure you got a job, not for you to squander it and just vilify my rights because you feel I'm nobody that you can change to be a part of the status quo. You're supposed to get in that position to change our world so that world can change around us. So let's get it to our legislators and let them know that we are not going for it. And guess what? If we have a problem with them listening to us, what can we do then? We can run for office ourselves. We need to put some of our people, as y'all heard me speak up there during the shed rally, we need to put people of our own in offices. Young people, you can be 25 or 26 running for office. If nothing else, we can let them know, hey, we mean business, and if you're going to keep acting up, you're going to keep seeing our faces. We're going to have somebody running in your place. Again, like y'all already done, you've done your protest. That's great. This is a platform, y'all, Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse. This is what we run on. I'm just sharing it with y'all to show you how we're going, and we can promote and help you people that's out there doing your thing. Number five, you create public awareness campaigns to include social media, which you are doing. So y'all have all the ingredients that are going on here. I mean, I'm just going to say a couple more, then I'm going to give y'all the floor. Okay, then you do your surveys. Do a survey about an issue. What are people listening to? What they want to hear? You know, did you want to hear stop gun violence? Do you want to stop rape of babies? Or do you want to stop school-to-prison pipelines? Taking those surveys, and then you know what the people want, and then you act there accordingly. So, again, let's take surveys, y'all. And number seven, this is one of the most important, y'all. You can't do it on air. You need to be able to raise money. Okay? So if you have campaign finances and things coming in, this is how you sustain yourself. You know, you're going to need gas. You're going to need tablets, stamps, envelopes, stuff like that, because it's about reaching the people where you can't immediately reach. So I'm sure you people know about that, and y'all actually have been involved. Now, number one and the last one, second to most important, is writing letters to companies that support organizations, companies and organizations that support your cause. Again, change your world, and your world will change around you. May I go ahead and say a few words that you got to say, and then we're going to get ready to close out the show. We're going to go back and give these young people their 3 minutes each, and again, y'all can talk about whatever you want. I mean, we're not going to change what to say because this is your time now. Go ahead, May, and then we'll get to it.
I say, you know, we all are fighting for human rights, right? At one point, two points, or all points. You know what I mean, for the people in general. And, you know, it really is all power to the people because, you know, when we come together in numbers and put our differences aside and really see what we're truly fighting for, then we can make progress. Slowly it's happening here in Oklahoma. I'm seeing that a lot. And we can do so much more. You know, that's why I'm talking, you know, with other organizations, you know, along the Black Power movement and getting them to see the power in actually getting in the community and not, you know, just, well, I'm just going to work with just designated, you know, certain people, whatever. Yes, we can't work with certain groups, like, you know, really bad hate groups. You know, of course, we're going to want to work with them. But I'm, you know, I'm letting you know, like, hey, we've got to get more help around the community. I help you, you help me. We all are fighting for the same thing. So we've got to look at that, and we've got to understand when things hit the fan. Right now, 10 years from now, 2 years from now, whatever the case may be, you know, we're all going to be on that front line. We're all going to have to stand up, come out of our homes and defend ourselves, you know, and defend our rights. If we don't, they're going to get taken away. When we ignore it or continue to fight or continue to stay divided when, you know, during the time when they're making those laws that, you know, take away some of the rights or limit the rights, you know, that we have always had and that we're entitled to, you know, we've got to come together. You know, they're going to, well, we got them fighting for you, so they're not worried about, you know, actually stopping this from happening. But I've seen it more and more. We're all coming together, and we all are putting, I'm not even thinking about it. You know what I mean? I'm just coming.
Mm-hmm.
Look, you know what I mean? If it's near and dear to
yeah,
me,
come on.
If it's something that I have to look up, I have to, you know, hey, what is this protest about? It's about, you know what I mean, figuring out things, you know what I mean. I'm seeing, you know, where the help is needed to is not just needed in one place. You know, it's needed all over. You know what I mean? It's needed when it comes to our women's rights, you know, to our human rights. And that's the problem that we're having with the Black Power movement, our human rights, is why we're standing up or fighting, because we don't get treated, you know what I mean, like anyone else, you know what I mean, in certain situations. We get gunned down and all those things that we see that, you know, truly is trying to stop the Black community. But in general, it just don't happen to us either, you know what I mean? So we're going to have to unify. We're going to have to, you know, work with each other, and we're going to have to get out here and stop, you know. We're more powerful when we come together than when we are divided. So, hey, that's all I got to say.
Hey, you know what? You were definitely perfectly on the spot. I mean, perfectly on, Johnny, on the spot. You hit it, I mean, the nail on the head, man. So you've done it greatly, and hopefully everybody's absorbing the knowledge that she just shared with us and what we're showing on the show tonight. All right, Brother Kevin, go ahead. You got 3 minutes. You can talk about, hey, hamburgers, dancing back at you, whatever you want to. I can't tell you what you want to talk about.
Okay, so, Mike, as we kind of touched on at the Justice for Shedd March, you know, I played college basketball now for 3 years, and I recently stopped playing to do Bridging the Gap. So it means a lot to me. You know, it means a lot to me, and it means a lot to the team, because I realized that I could touch more people doing this than I ever could, you know, putting the ball in the basket. You know? And that was a big thing for me, because, you know, I've been playing since I was 4 years old, you know, played in L.A., Vegas, down all these cool places. And just to give up something I love to do something, it's scary. You know what I mean? But I really believe in this, and I really believe in the group. And I think everything in my life has prepared me. You know, like my father left me when I was 8, and I grew up around a lot of women. And obviously I'm the only man in Bridging the Gap. So, I mean, it all kind of comes full circle. Like, I love all these girls. They represent to me strong women every day that I see, you know. And so, you know, and just being around, you know, you learn a lot. And you know, there's a lot of good things about Bridging the Gap, and there's a lot of good things that we all offer. And we just real quick about us, you know, we have team meetings. We talk about a lot of stuff. Everything, we all are young, but we all are very, very organized and very clean. We're thorough. There's no, like what you said, or there's no dumb comments. We do everything together. Like, we don't make a decision without putting one another in there. So that's what I really like about it, you know. But just being around strong women every day just makes me better, you know. And like I said, obviously it means a lot to me, because I quit playing the game that I love and the game that I knew, you know, to do this. So, you know, and just my message to the young people before I get off is just don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone. Kind of what Fallon was saying, like, it might not be the popular decision, but is it the right decision? You know, because my family, they were kind of against it, you know what I mean? But I told them, hey, I really feel good about this. Now we're on your show. You know, we met Kendra Horn, we met Josh Harris Till, we met so many great people in 2 months. This that I never would have made connections with just playing basketball. So that's just my message. Just step out of your comfort zone.
Wow.
Don't be afraid. You know, don't be afraid to speak up. You know, don't be afraid to speak up. There's injustice, like what you said, what Martin Luther King is, injustice anywhere is injustice everywhere. So, so that's my little spiel. Just I love this group. I love the group of young ladies that's in this organization. And like I said, we're all young. You know, we make mistakes. We do this and that, but we always come together, and we're just really thorough. So that's my little spiel. So,
All right, brother. Now go ahead, Fallon. Talk to me now. Hey, brother, thank you so much, man. Y'all got me fired.
I said, hey, myself. This is Catherine Burkhalter, and I'm here to say that I've enjoyed this show immensely. And I will encourage others to listen to it and sometimes have great ideas like we have had tonight. Thank you all.
Amen. All right.
Okay. Yes,
yeah, that's Captain. She's the lady that I'm always around trying to push around again, y'all. no person left behind with Michael, okay? I just want y'all to see that. I told you, I'm always fighting and doing something for everyone. I don't give a dog on what age you are. You're on this show, you're going to get recognized. Go ahead, Fallon, talk to me.
I just wanted to talk more about the social media part because it's more than just social media. You know, it's sharing the truths and sharing our personal lives and stuff like that, and that's what makes us all come together. So, you know, when I dove into this, I was like, I think I can handle the social media part. And, you know, because I was always really, I always spoke out on Facebook and Twitter and stuff like that before Bridging the Gap. And I knew I could take that into Bridging the Gap and put my passion there. But, you know, we have Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube. We have a GroupMe going on right now. And we also made our own website. Thanks to Brittany. She worked her magic on that website. But, you know, and we have a link tree that's on our Instagram and on a bunch of our stuff that will take you to everything. So our Instagram, for anyone that wants to know, is bridgingthegap_34. And our Facebook is bridgingthegap34. So you could find them there.
Great.
You know, another thing I want to talk about is, like, the social media, it provides you with communities. And one of the best things I saw this last weekend when I was with the Freshed, and then we met up at the Women's March, it was so cool to meet y'all there, and then we basically followed each other to the Women's March. And when me and Kevin turned around and saw
y'all,
y'all,
y'all quit,
know,
following
I
me. Don't be bothering me.
Now.
I ain't bothering y'all. Don't bother me now. Okay.
You know, there's our friends. Okay. I was like, yay. And that's what, like.
You know, you trying to use me to come in. I'm not doing that. Look at Fallon. Save that one. No.
You better save something for later.
Well, go ahead, y'all. I'm just having fun. Go ahead, Fallon. I'm listening.
Just building communities and stuff.
Yes. Oh, man, I tell you what, that's so beautiful. Man, thank y'all. And again, now we're going to close out with Brittany. And Brittany, I want you to tell us basically, you know, in a nutshell, wind it all up for us because, again, this is y'all getting ready to get off show probably about 10 minutes. But, again, we'd like to let all the audience, you know, get their 2 cents in and what have you. And, you know, let tell us about what our next show is going to be about, so on and so on. But go ahead, Brittany, tell us a little bit about, you know, what's going on with you, what y'all next plans are, what kind of projects you got in mind, and so forth on you.
Okay, so before the tail dog come in and wrap it on up, I'm gonna give Zoe the floor, and then I'll go.
Oh, wait a minute. That's right. Zoe thought she got away. Now, Zoe, hold up a minute. Thank you, Brittany. Look here, go ahead. Don't let him. He's gonna miss me. Don't worry about it. I got it. No. Come on, Zoe. You think you slick back there? That ain't working.
Okay, I just wanted to talk about getting him. For me, it was kind of like scary to get involved in the gun violence protest was kind of like the first thing that I went to, and it was kind of scary for me. And then I saw Kevin talking up there, and I was like, I really want to get involved with him. And I just wanted to tell people that just do it. Like, if you're thinking about it, just do it. Like, go out there and meet people, network, stand up for your rights. Do it all, and don't be afraid, because that's what's going to hold you back. And also, I think education is really important. And I know that Oklahoma is like 49th in education right now, and that's just really sad, and especially with all of the gun violence going on and school shooting. People are scared to go to school, and education is just not held to the highest that it should be right now. And I just think that we should really focus on that, because children and young people, educating them, that's our future. And they shouldn't be scared to go to school.
That's right. Come on now.
They should go to school to learn and expand their minds. And I just think that that's the most important thing right now to do, besides like actually getting out there, protesting, talking to the legislators and everything like that.
There
education is our future, and definitely need to focus on that right now.
Hey, oh man, I tell you, Zoe, man, I tell y'all, boy, all y'all tonight, y'all just been inspiring. I tell you, man, look here, I ain't gonna be able to go to sleep tonight thinking about seeing y'all's images and names fly across my wake up, Michael, Zoe, Faye, Fallon, Calvin, and Brittany. Go ahead, Brittany. Y'all got to watch me because this is me. I'm talking even when I'm protesting, I'll throw a laugh out there. That's just me, man. You hear me? I ain't going to let nothing get me down. You know, go ahead, Brittany.
Oh, no, you can't afford to. This is serious work. Like I tell the team all the time, and especially when we brought Zoe into the team, she was super nervous. Like I told her, we have a lot of fun. You in this realm of work, you have to have fun. You have to learn how to smile because it is an emotional roller coaster. And if you allow yourself to get on that roller coaster and let the ride take you, you will never be in control to take the ride.
Oh, shit.
Right.
Beautifully said.
Go ahead.
I'm a little wordy. I'm a little wordy.
Okay, got me over here.
No, I ain't going for that one. Y'all trying to say, look here, man. You can't tell me no hot ice cream that's melted. You can say that, didn't you? Why are you all talking about it?
Well, my look deal is I just want to encourage the older generation not to give up on the new generation. I know that a lot of the times it's hard for you guys because the younger people, they are different type of spring water. You know, they come in and they fresh full of ideas and on fire, but that requires a decency and order to everything that you do. So I also want to encourage the younger generation to not allow the fire that you have to demolish the fire that the older generation has to have their hand on us to give us proper instruction and guidance. Because they have been on this journey a lot longer than we have. Yes, I think that a lot of the times we try to come in with new tricks, but it never hurts that to know that sometimes you have to hit a new dog with an old trick sometimes.
Unless you
humble yourself and allow them to guide us, you have to realize that life is like a vapor. It's here one moment and it's gone the next. So while they're dropping gems on us, write it down. Mm-hmm. Take heed to that knowledge. Mm-hmm. Be willing to say, okay, you know what? I came through the door with a degree. But just because I came through the door with a degree, that don't mean that I could decree over whatever you have a dominion over that I haven't even experienced yet. So I want to take the time to say thank you, Michael, for having us on the show. Thank you, Nicole, offering us no chicken, but just to Look, I'm a little saucy about not having no chicken, but it's okay. We still going to be friends.
No. Look, you feel that? I'll get Michael on this one. Let me talk about the chicken right quick. I'll get him with this one.
But I do.
I ain't gonna forget this night. And guess what, y'all? If y'all want a recording of the show, I already got it preserved. And guess what? I'm gonna throw it in y'all safe. I'm putting on loudspeaker. Chicken, Michael, don't get in. I'm gonna make sure everybody knows about this one.
Also, to answer your question, Michael, you asked what's next for Bridging the Gap. Honest to God, like, this thing is a divinely appointed thing for our group because as we're on the air with you right now, we just got an email to our site, which I will provide that information next, but the cousin of Emmett Till that's actually getting ready to start a campaign for Congress, Joshua, he just invited us to come along on his campaign. So I have been in a realm of business since 2015, and although business has prevailed in so many different ways, nothing has moved as fast as Bridging the Gap 34 is moving right now. And so just to piggyback off of what Kevin was talking about, putting things that you are taught as a skill that's a talent to you, putting that down for a real yes for
your purpose in life, you will always see the hand of God move the way that it's orchestrated to move. And the things that took people 7 years, we're getting it in 7 days. So we just did a interview with Jimmy Lawson, and he talked about how his dad was super prophetic and his movement and the things that he was doing for the justice of his best friend Julius, that was wrongfully convicted of murder. You know, he talked about how he put his stuff aside because he was also a major time athlete, to put his stuff to the side for his true yes. So when his dad passed, his dad prophesied his own death that was going to happen, and it happened within 4 days. And so when his dad passed, he gave God a true yes for stepping into his purpose. And so just taking that down and realizing and taking a step back to analyze what's going on with Bridging the Gap right now is a true yes for us. You know, these are why these connections are divinely appointments and they're happening. It wasn't just by chance that Fallon and Kevin got to meet you guys out at the march. You know, it was orchestrated for us to be here. So we thank you again for allowing us to be here. Yep. And for those that do want to keep up with what we have going on, please do visit our website at www.bridgingthegap34.com. Send us some emails. Check out our YouTube channel. If you have feedback, we want to hear from you.
All right.
If you have an organization and y'all want to be a part of that, please let us know, because this is true change work, and we want to join and build a force to be reckoned with when it comes down to advocating on other people's behalf.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, very beautiful. All right. Now I tell you what, don't go, y'all, because we're going to be fired up here. We're going to let Nicole say her parting shots, and then, like I said, we get ready to close, because we got about 12 minutes, y'all. Usually we you know, use the close out so the audience won't think on doing the radio, but we just close out without saying, so we, you know, kind of let them know beforehand, give them a little warning that we'll still be talking, and if we just go out there and you'll hear us no more, and be pre-planned. So go ahead, Nicole, talk to them, and then we'll get ready to close out this show, y'all. Look at it.
Well, Brittany, I wanted to say,
don't talk about chicken, though. If you do that, I'm cutting it, but I'm sorry, I'm cutting it off.
No, I wanted to say thank you to you guys as well, Brittany, and Bridging the Gap, for taking interest in my passion. Of course, I do other activism work, but my passion right now is SHED. And I just thank you guys so much for showing up for us and with us in support of the injustice that took place that day and our fight for justice. So don't just thank me. I thank you guys as well.
Amen.
And Mr. Washington and you too, Mayette, thank all of you guys for showing up. Mr. Washington has been so persistent this entire process that he's become a part of our family. I don't know why I didn't invite him over for chicken, but.
Me either. Well, you wait till I tell Kelly. You wait till I tell her about this. Oh, Lord have mercy.
No, don't tell my mama. Don't tell my mama that.
I tell you what. Nicole, the only way you and I can partner on this, I'm going to give you my address. You send me a box of chicken with some peas and all, and then I might not say no. I was going to say, mail me my chicken, and then I'll forget all about it. I'll have it. I'll meet you. No, go ahead on, y'all.
Just thank you guys so much. This means, you know, so much to me for my children, because since the day that it happened, I promised my kids that I would never stop fighting, and I won't. I promised Shed's mother that I won't stop fighting, and I won't. So just thank you guys so much. And you can find all of our updates with everything going on with our stuff. #JusticeForShed. You can type that in on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. The pound symbol and then #JusticeForShed. I only run the Facebook portion of that. I'm a little old and have difficulties operating on other platforms. thank you guys so much, and I will keep everyone updated, and please keep us updated, and like I said, I'd love to come together and form this force of, you know, strong activists in our state.
Thank you. Thank you, man, Nicole. May I get your party shots in, then I'll come in after y'all and get ready to close the show out. Again, we still have about 2 or 3 minutes left to just kick the game around after we finish. Go ahead, May, and then I'm after you, and I just thank y'all so much, everybody.
You know, just the unity. You know, that's one big thing, the unity amongst all people, because, you know, like I said earlier, you know, Black people, African descent, African descendants, we're oppressed, but we're not the only ones oppressed. We're not the only ones that are getting our lives stripped away from us and being, you know, brutally beaten in the street. Just being honest, you know. I tell one of my comrades, I said, this looks like war, you know. I've never been to war. I've been around a lot of former military, you know, veterans. And I get told stories, you know, that happen. And it sounds the same. You know, we are at the brink, like Nicole was saying, of something really truly breaking out. And we've got to
together. No, we're getting it.
As a force, you know, in whatever, you know, whatever area we're in, you know, to protect our rights, our homes, every single thing. Because the elites and the higher ups that have the power to change anything at any time, or to disguise changing some type of law, you know, or changing our whatever, you know, in the blink of an eye. But I mean, underneath something reworded, vaguely written, just to be a tool to oppress us even further than what we are, what we are right now. You know, so us getting behind these laws, making them, putting them back the way they were, giving us our rights that we are truly entitled to, you know, getting justice for the victims of, you know, wrongful incarceration, murders, and, you know, stuff, things like that. You know what I mean? We have to get on to that, and we have to get on to them, because they don't hear nothing, you know, they don't hear nothing when they make these judgments and decisions. They're just, okay, I want this outcome, this and this can happen. I don't care if they have a family. I don't care if they, you know, whatever it is. I don't care about this and group of people. We're going to pass this for our benefit and our profit. You know, so we've got to get behind certain things like that and stop that at the root. And if we don't come together, because I can go up there with the whole Black Power movement and push an agenda. Yeah, we can get some things done, and other activist groups can get things done too. But if we start showing up, 2 and 3 groups here, and I, you know, I'm gonna go back to Tulsa, and that's just a Black Power movement. We had the Centennial March down there last year, you know, down there in the Greenwood District. You know, Oklahoma, a lot of us Oklahomans woke up. You know what I mean? So, hey, I can actually carry out here. I can act, you know, this is my, you know, this is my right to do this, to exercise.
Yes.
You know what I mean? That inspired a good chunk of Oklahoma.
All right. I got to cut you short right here because, y'all, we got about a minute and four seconds. Okay. Let me thank y'all, everybody, tonight. This is People Power Radio right here in Oklahoma City. Your host, Ruth DeMoe. Brother Mayat, Sister Mayat, and Brother Baba Wetafa right here in Oklahoma People Power Radio Show tonight. We had a very special, very, very, very special guest tonight, Bridging the Gap. We've had a very enlightening young folks come on here and tell us about why they have created this new movement that is designed to bridge the gap between the young and the old, between the political and non-political, between those who are sleeping and not sleeping. Again, man, we just take our head off to these young people and hope that this will not last, or that we'll be out in the community fighting together for freedom, justice, and equality of everyone. So the next show tonight we're going to have, y'all, is on this coming Saturday at 8 o'clock. As y'all know, Baba Wetafa right here, and at you boy, we're going to be talking about school-to-prison pipeline. We're going to talk about the social, economic, and political issues that are geared toward bringing our children out of the classroom and giving them in those cells in which they are basically bored, listless, lost, and basically not having awareness of the importance of being free into our society. So if anyone of y'all have anything tonight that you want to have as a guest on our show, please let us know, as well as a topic. As you know, this is not just for us. This is for you as well. So we're getting ready to get up off here. Y'all, if y'all need to call Oklahoma Coalition Against People Abuse, our motto is change your world and your world will change around you. And our phone number is area code 405-246-9089. We're getting ready to get 10 seconds left, y'all. So, again, it's area code 405-246-9089. Thank y'all very much. May God bless and keep you. May allow his face to shine up on you and give you peace. Good night, everybody. Be blessed.
Good night.
All right, have a good day. Yeah, so, again, y'all, we still got about 2 or 3 minutes left, and then we on. Thank y'all, everybody, man. Well, y'all, it's been great, brother Brother Kevin and you ladies that's with him, and Nicole. Let's keep this fight going, man. I mean, we can keep this torch lit, and once this torch stay lit, then we can pass it on, being claimed and subjected to our mentalities and our knowledge and wisdom and understanding. Y'all, thank y'all very much. We got to get up out of here. Thank y'all again. Y'all, let's go to our pages. Let's respect one another. Let's love one another. Let's just do it like we need to do. Be blessed, everybody. Have a good night.
Thank you.
You too. Good night.
Thanks so much. Good night.
You're welcome. Thank you.